Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and I am joined today by my good friend Chris Castain. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good as well. How are you feeling about this SEC championship game coming up?
Pretty bad.
I don't like
the way Georgia's looked lately.
I feel kind of the opposite, and I wanted to talk to you about the SEC championship game. I feel like Georgia should – everyone's counting out Georgia, and they really shouldn't, because I feel like Georgia has the best defense in the nation right now. And I also feel like LSU, they have more coaching experience. They've been to – I just keep reminding people that I'm on a radio show here at the college where everyone, of course, is really heavily into Utah. And I just keep reminding people that, you know, Georgia's been to two – SEC championships in a row now to Bama, and they've played them extremely tight in both of them. You got to think Kirby Smart has learned something from those losses, and that this one might be a little bit closer than people are saying it might be.
I'm not worried about the defense, so to speak. The offense is what I'm scared of, because it's the last week, it looked good, but that was Georgia Tech. I mean, I expected that when they played Georgia Tech. I want to see what happens when they play. Georgia Tech defense, but they're not. The LSU doesn't have a great defense either. I would say an over average defense. I would say probably be a good way to characterize it. But I'm interested in the game. I think it'll be a close game. I just don't feel good about Georgia winning it.
I feel that. Let's get into these games. Some good ones, some bad ones. Cowboys, Bears, tonight, Thursday Night Football. Technically, both these teams still alive in the playoff race. Do you think – Cowboys obviously haven't looked good in the last few weeks, Chris. Do you think there's a chance that they stumble here in Chicago tonight?
Yeah, I do think so, because their offense has looked so mediocre that, and they have the pieces where it's unacceptable that they're not playing up to their talent level. And I do think they're playing as good of a defense, maybe not quite as good, but close to as good as defense as they played last week when they played Buffalo. So I could see them stumbling again and going down 6-7. But at the same time, I'm not going to say that the Bears' offense is any better.
They looked good last week. You got to give Mitch Trubisky credit for that. He played his best game of the year on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but it is the Detroit Lions. And right. I feel like the Cowboys' defense is better. I feel like it's better than the Lions, though.
That's been underrated. Right now they're missing Leighton Vander Esch. And
the injuries is big.
Sean Lee is – for as good as Sean Lee is, he's kind of a downgrade on Vander Esch, I think. And they've got some real problems at linebackers. They look slow. Jalen Smith has not been as good this year, I believe. I hope I said his name right. It is Jalen Smith, who's their second linebacker, I want to say.
Yeah, it is.
Sure. But he has not played as well this year, and he's kind of lost a step almost. And they're getting run on pretty easily, and the Bears have kind of refused to run this year. But if they were ever to decide to pound the ball with David Montgomery, I think they'd have some success against the Cowboys tonight. I kind of see this being a low-scoring game, though.
That's what I agree with you. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I like Chicago at home. We know both field goal units aren't any good, both field goal kickers. When I say not any good, they're just not – I mean, I would say under average, because they're not the worst. I mean, you can't have a worse situation than the Patriots do right now. The Patriots have no kicker, which I'm sure we'll talk about the Patriots in a little bit. I mean, we will. But I like the Bears. I like the Bears. I just don't think the Cowboys' offense is quite together yet. Maybe it will get together. So I'm going to take the Bears by 3.
All right. Panthers, Falcons. Ron Rivera, we talked about this on Tuesday's show. Ron Rivera let go by the Panthers, of course. Big news in the NFL. The Falcons, Dan Quinn, probably on his way out. In Atlanta, any thoughts on the Ron Rivera move? And then tell me a little bit about what you'd expect to see from this game.
I would – as far as the Ron Rivera move goes, I'm not surprised. This was bound to happen. The only reason it didn't happen 2 years ago is because last year that year the Panthers actually looked pretty decent. Last year they went downhill, and now they're, of course, doing what they did last year, and they've lost 3 of their last 4. This doesn't shock me at all. The owner finally decided that that was enough, that Rivera's had his 2015 year was the year that his team was on the uphill, of course, losing to Denver in the Super Bowl. This doesn't surprise me at all. And it was Ron Rivera is a good guy, but this was the move that I think had to be made. Unfortunately, it had to be Rivera.
What about this game?
As far as the game goes, I think the Falcons play horrible at home. But at the same time, the Panthers secondary sucks. So I could see this being a higher scoring game than I would have originally thought last week, because Falcons offense looked horrible against the Saints. It took 3 onside kicks to make it for the game to even get for the Falcons to score in double digits. The offensive line sucks. There's too many parts of this offense that suck right now that I could spend an hour on it probably, but I expect a hard fought game by the Panthers. Even though Ron Rivera is gone, and I think the Panthers will pull this out. I just don't like the Falcons at home.
Yeah, to your point, they are 1-5 at home so far this year.
Yep.
That's a pretty terrible record for a home field advantage, as it were. So I'll be interested to see how the game plays out. I think the Panthers' defense is really bad right now. And I kind of see the Falcons winning this game. Who do you got?
I have the Panthers. I've got them, but the current line's 3. I think they win by 3.
All right. Ravens-Bills, one of the games of the week.
Yeah, this is an exciting game.
Yeah, I want to ask you something. The Bills' defense has been good this year. We've had debates about the Bills' defense. Do you think the Bills' defense can hold down the Ravens' offense? Because the 49ers show that there is a way to limit them, even though the Ravens moved the ball on the 49ers. There's no doubt about it. They moved the ball well. They ran the ball well still, and they got their points. But it wasn't what we've seen them do to some teams where it was a 40-point blitz and suddenly the game was over. Do you think the Bills can keep this game kind of tight?
I do, because I do think they can keep it tight, because last week the Ravens, I guess the 49ers, I think their defense is a little overrated because of their schedule. The first 8 games, it wasn't a super hard schedule or anything when they went 8-0, and the Ravens, I just feel like the Ravens, I lost track of what I was even saying.
Oh, it's
what
okay.
Was your question? What was your question again?
Do you think the Bills' defense is equipped to keep up with the Ravens?
Yeah, okay. I thought that's something like what you said, but I do think it is equipped, just because I think the Ravens finally showed, like you said earlier, showed not necessarily a weakness, but showed that it can be stopped. We've seen the Ravens go up and down the field on some teams this year. But I don't think it happens against the Bills. And the Bills showed a lot last week against the Dallas Cowboys. I know you thought that the it was showed more about the Cowboys than it did the Bills. But I still feel like it showed a lot about the Buffalo Bills. If not, that doesn't mean I think they're going to win, but I think it'll be a close game. I think all in all, the Ravens will win. But if there is a game the Ravens will lose the rest of this year, I think it's this game right here. It's either this game or the Steelers game. But I'm going to take the Ravens.
I'm going to kind of disagree. I like the Bills. I've kind of been propping them up all year, but the defense has not been what it was earlier in the year, and I realized that they shut down the Cowboys offense, but the Cowboys offense is not well coached, and John Harbaugh might be the coach of the year, and I'll be really interested.
They better be.
I will be 100% in on this Bills defense if they're able to hold the Ravens down and if they're able to stay in this game. But I kind of think the Bills are due for a letdown, and I think it comes here. And I think I realize the game's in Buffalo, and that's a huge advantage for the Bills. But I think that this is kind of a letdown game, and the Ravens win by 10 points or more, I think. I just don't see the Bills keeping it particularly close. I think this is kind of a letdown game, to be honest.
I don't think it's going to be super tight, but I do think it'll be – I don't think it's going to be above 14-point game. I think it'll be between 7 and 10 points. But I still – the Raven – Lamar Jackson's just too good right now in this year that I just – nobody's – besides the 49ers have found too much of a way to stop him. And when I mean stop him, that means actually winning the game. They might have slowed him down, but they haven't done enough to win it. And I don't see anything changing this week. But if it for some reason does, I think I will have completely changed my mind about the Bills. Not saying that I think they're a contender for the Super Bowl or anything, but I think they could upset somebody in the playoffs.
Right.
If they do if they overachieve and actually win this game the way that if that happens that I would think it would happen, I would start to consider them even maybe conference championship contenders, maybe.
Right. The Bengals and the Browns playing each other. I know you probably don't want to spend too much time on this, but I'm just going to make a bold statement and get out of it, and you can reply if you want, or you can just make your pick and we can be done with it.
Sure.
I think the Bengals are going to win this game. I think the Browns are deflated. I think they realize their season is over, and I think they come out flat and not ready for this game. And I think the Bengals are on a high from winning a game, and Andy Dalton played really well last week. And I just think the Bengals are going to take care of business in a close game. I think the Bengals win this one.
This was a tough one. I think the Browns win. I just think they have too much talent on the offensive side. I can't sit here and justify picking the Bengals right now. That's the only reason I'm going to take the Browns. But the Browns couldn't have looked much worse last week. I mean,
they looked good in the first half, but they came out in the second half, and every positive of the first half was gone almost immediately.
You couldn't have had a much worse second half, and I have no confidence in either one of these teams. I can't just stop picking a 1-11 team that's won one game last week against I don't even remember who they beat, but the Jets. I thought that's who it was. I can't just stop them being in the Jets and saying that they're going to beat the Browns. I'm not going to do it, and that's why I'm going to take the Browns.
Packers-Redskins. Like we said a few weeks ago, the Packers have a few weeks of get-right opponents, and they have a nice little test here. The Giants' defense, as we both know, has tons of holes. The Redskins' offense, the front seven is good. Their pass rush is good. Their linebackers are pretty good. They don't have a secondary, and I think Aaron Rodgers is going to light them up and continue to get this offense back on track. I think the Packers win here, and they drop 40.
Yeah, this is the second game of a should be a blowout, and I think it will be a blowout. I'm going to take the Packers by 20.
The Broncos and the Texans. I want to weigh in on Drew Lock's first start last week. He was okay. His best quarter was his first quarter by far, and then they kind of went away from giving him the ball. I'd like to see the play calling be a little bit more aggressive and see if we can throw the ball a little bit more, because I feel like you need to see that to see if Drew Lock is that kind of guy. And this is the perfect test because the Texans' secondary is kind of weak. And I think that if the Broncos can try to throw the ball a little bit here, the strength of the Texans' defense is their run defense, and they are going to be able to shut down Philip Lindsay, I think. And I could see them definitely taking care of business here and maybe throwing the ball a little bit for Broncos. That said, I like the Texans a lot. I've liked Deshaun Watson all year, and, of course, I think the Texans win in this one. But don't be shocked if this is a close game. The Broncos have not been in the habit of being blown out this year, and I don't think that changes this week. I think this is within a 10-point game.
I think this game's going to be a somewhat interesting game. I think it's going to be a big test to see where the Texans actually are, because I'm not sold on the Patriots yet. I'm not that game. I'm just going to say that doesn't to me mean a lot right now, just because the Patriots aren't playing their best ball by any means. But that being said, the Broncos, I want to see what Drew Lock does this week, because I think it's a great test to see how his progression's going and how it'll be for me how I would predict the Broncos finish the rest of the year. With that being said, I don't think the Broncos will win it. I think the Texans will win it, but I think it'll be a 7-point game. I think it'll be somewhat close.
All right. Lions-Vikings, don't want to spend a ton of time on this one. I'll just give the fact Kerryon Johnson is expected to play in this game. I don't agree with that. I think there's nothing left to play for. Why try to put your injury-prone running back out there and perhaps get him more injured? I don't like that. I think the Vikings win this one pretty easily.
Yeah, give me Vikings.
Okay, 49ers, Saints. Let me tell you someone you should know, Chris. Fred Warner, middle linebacker for the 49ers. He's been playing out of his mind the past few weeks. Just got rewarded the NFC Defensive Player of the Month. And if you watch some Game Pass, which I hope you do of the 49ers, he'll stick out to you right away because he makes all kinds of plays. And he's all over the field, yep. And he's really fun to watch right now.
Yeah, honestly, I couldn't pinpoint play because I haven't really watched too much of the 49ers on Game Pass, so to speak. Because I've here lately been watching the 49ers because they've been doing a lot of primetime games. But my problem is not the defense. I have a problem with their offense. I'm very concerned about it. It's a week-to-week thing with Jimmy Garoppolo. Some weeks he's good, some weeks he doesn't look too great at all. And that's what concerns me in this game. The Saints have a pretty good defense themselves, speaking of defenses. And I just see the Saints maybe not rolling, but I could see them getting a double-digit win this week.
All right. I think that I 100% disagree. One, I just read this interesting stat. Drew Brees is 2-8 in his record against 10-plus win teams in his career. And I just don't think – I just don't see it right now, Chris. I don't understand what the rest of the nation sees with the Saints. I don't think they're that good a team. I see them being ranked everywhere in the power rankings and saying, oh, hey, this is a top-5 team. You need to be worried about this team for the Super Bowl. I just don't see that. I don't see this team as a threat to anyone outside of the AFC, outside of the NFC South. I don't understand how you can call them a top-5 team in football right now when their offense has looked subpar. Their most explosive player last week was Taysom Hill, and they refuse to run the ball with Alvin Kamara for some reason. So I do not understand why people believe so heavily in the Saints. I think the 49ers are going to wipe the floor with them. I think this is a blowout for the 49ers.
Oh, I don't agree. I think the Saints, they're a somewhat interesting team. I don't agree with you when you say they're not a top five team. I think they're probably – they're definitely not a top three team, but I could see them being a top five team. No, they have not looked pretty the last two or three weeks. Or even since their loss to the Falcons, they just haven't looked the same type of team. But I think this is a team that could quickly turn it around, and I think this week is a good week for them to turn it around. And they're playing at home. I don't think the home field advantage has as big of an advantage as some people do. So I would say that between the home field advantage and I think that this thing quickly turned around, that I don't see any reason why it wouldn't happen this week. I like the Saints, but I'm going to say by 10 points. I know I said 14, or I was thinking 14 earlier. I do think it'll be a semi-close game, but I like the Saints.
All right. Dolphins.
Oh.
Jets.
The garbage bowl.
I'm going to make a case the Dolphins are not garbage. I think they are a well-coached team with some building blocks to build around over the next few years here. I think the Jets are in more trouble than the Dolphins are. The Jets have so much talent on their roster, and they are a 4-8 team. The Dolphins are a team full of undrafted free agents. They have 27 undrafted free agents on their roster, and they have won three games. That's amazing for what we thought this team was supposed to be. To be a team that everyone said would go 0-16 and be 3-9 and have some games in December that you could win, I think the Dolphins win this one and get to 4-9. And I said this earlier in the year, I truly think the Dolphins are a 5-win team. I don't see – Ryan Fitzpatrick is playing great football right now. I know I said this earlier and you kind of laughed at me, but I just think the Dolphins are a 5-win team, and I think they get their fourth win here.
I'm not necessarily laughing about that. It's a situation because it is unbelievable. I, at the beginning of the season, could have seen them going 1-15 or 0-16 as well, as most people did, but they could go 6-10 or if they upset the Patriots like they tend to do from time to time, they could go 7-9, which is insane considering where they started. This team has made such a turnaround real fast. And with the Jets, we don't know what team we're going to see week to week. We've seen them play good. They beat the Raiders. They blew the Raiders out. The next week they lose to the – I don't even remember who they played. Who did they play last week?
The Bengals.
The Bengals. They lose to the 0-10 and 0-11 Bengals team. So I don't know what to expect week to week. This is a tough one to pick. I'm gonna take the Jets, but I have no good reason as to why I'm taking the Jets.
All right. The Colts and the Buccaneers. You don't want to play the Buccaneers in December. I just want to say that. You don't want to play this team in December. They have an incredible offense right now. I realize that Jameis Winston's a turnover machine. I get that. But Chris Godwin's a wide receiver one. Mike Evans is balling. O.J. Howard is playing great. Jameis Winston last week may have had the best game of his entire career. Peyton Barber's good. Ronald Jones is better than Peyton Barber, yet they still play both of them. And their pass rush is getting it done. Shaquille Barrett is still dominating and just putting up incredible sack numbers. They are a team that has a legitimate chance to finish 9-7, I think. They are going to pull some big upsets in December, I think. I'm really high on what the Buccaneers are right now. And I think next year, if you can pull it together with another quarterback potentially, I would have a hard time not picking this team to be a playoff team next year if they get a new quarterback, because they are just so incredibly talented everywhere else on the team minus the secondary. If they drafted some corners and a safety and they put on, and they got themselves a new quarterback, I truly believe this could be a 10-6, 11-5 team next year that makes the wild card round of the playoffs.
Yeah, or even better than that, right, at this point, I can say if they upgrade the defense. But the point for this one, for me, the point is this is a must-win game for the Colts.
They're not going to win it, though. The Colts are bad right now.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
I hate to break it to you, Chris, because I know you loved him earlier in the season, but they need to move on from Jacoby Brissett. He threw a terrible pick that ended their game against the Titans. And he's fine, but he is not a franchise quarterback. He's a good gap year quarterback, but they need to go out and try to find a quarterback this offseason.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you that unfortunately he just hasn't looked as good the second half of the season as he did the first half to me. I do agree with you there. I know I came on here and said I thought he was a top five quarterback at one time. Or I may have said top 10.
I think you said top 10. I don't think you said top 5.
I don't think I would have said top 5, but I know I said top 10. But he hasn't been that lately. But anyway, this is a must-win game for the Colts if they want any chance at the playoffs, which I think is super slim to date. Considering what they have left, they still got to play the Saints, the Panthers, and the Jaguars, I think, which two of those games are winnable, but the other two may not be. But I like the Bucs at home. Like you said, their offense has been hot lately, and I don't expect that to change this week. And the Colts' offense is cold, although it could do something against this defense, I think. This defense has some weak spots for sure. I see a high-scoring game, but I like the Bucs.
The Bucs, all right. Up next, Chargers-Jags. I don't really want to talk about this one because it depresses me too much. Phillip Rivers is about to be benched. I feel like Gardner Minshew will start for the Jaguars. That's exciting, but they should have just kept him in the starting lineup from the beginning, and maybe they would have been in contention for a playoff spot. Let's just pick this one. I'm going to go with the Jaguars here.
I'm going to go with the Jaguars as well. I don't like what the Chargers have been – the way they've been playing lately.
Steelers and the Cardinals. The records don't say it, but this should be a good game. Kyler Murray has been playing well. He's had one or two off weeks at this point, but it'll be a good test for him against a good Steelers defense. I'm excited to see what happens in this game, and I think that this is – there's an upset brewing for the Steelers here. I'm going to take the Cardinals.
I'm still on the schedule real quick, just to make sure. Of something. I think, let's just see, I've seen if this, what the Patriots, what the Steelers had left. But as far as this game, I think the Steelers win it. I don't like what I saw out of Arizona last week. It was just – I didn't think they showed up any battle last week against the Rams. And the Rams haven't been that good, especially on offense lately, but they were last week against the Cardinals. But I feel like the Steelers' defense is just going to – it's just too good. I think they'll stop Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. I don't think the Cardinals score over 15 points. And I like the Steelers in a – not a high-scoring game for sure. I would say 17-13. Give me the Steelers. And this is a must-win for the Steelers, considering they still have the Ravens. And I think the Patriots still play. So this is a must-win for these Steelers.
Okay. Chiefs-Patriots. Obviously, the Patriots have some real concerns right now, and you would think the Chiefs will take care of business here, but whenever you think that, the Patriots are going to win. So I'm going to take the Patriots, and I'm going to continue to take the Patriots until they're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Patriots in this game. I like this Chiefs team, but I just don't like them this week. And last year, the two times that they played, I know it was high scoring affair. And if it was that case, and the defense was as bad as it was last year, or as mediocre, whatever you want to call it, I would probably take the Chiefs. But this year, the Patriots defense is pretty good. They didn't prove it last week, but other than that, for the most part this year, they've proven that they're really good, and I don't expect anything different this week. I'm going to take the Patriots. And like you said, I will probably continue to take them until they're out.
All right. Titans Raiders. I want to explain my Titans love. It's not just Derrick Henry. They have so many passing weapons that they can attack with. A.J. Brown looks amazing. He's a rookie wide receiver. He's played really well this year, and he's turned it on these last few weeks. Adam Humphries has started to turn it on as their slot guy. And Corey Davis is out there occasionally making plays as well. They have one more guy that I'm just blanking on right now. So, Chris, I'll let you say your thoughts on me on this game really quick.
For me, I like the Titans. The Oakland Raiders have looked pretty bad, shockingly bad. I wouldn't say pretty bad. They looked shockingly bad the last 2 weeks. I thought they put up a battle.
Pardon me, sorry to interrupt you. Jonnu Smith has also looked really good. He's one of their guys I also really enjoy watching as well. They've got a ton of really talented guys, and even though Delanie Walker's out with an injury right now, they are, I think they're the second or even the first playoff team in the AFC. And this is a good test for them, because normally when the Titans get hot, they find ways to lose big games. But if this Titans team is truly different, they'll take care of business against the Raiders here. And at that point, I'm all in. This is their last test they have to prove to me before I can be all in. And I'm very close already, as you know, to being all in.
Right. This definitely isn't the same boring team that we saw a year or two ago. When we first started this podcast, I think it was the 2017 season, this team looked boring. Like, it was almost unwatchable. And this year, it's just different this year. But I like the Titans just because the Raiders looked so bad. Like I was saying before you came in with that, they've only scored 3 points against the Jets. And I know score isn't everything, and I mean, that's obvious, but it's 3 points against the Jets. I mean, come on. And then last week, they looked pitiful again, and I thought they put up a good battle against the Chiefs, not nearly as bad of a defense. Couldn't even get a touchdown. And I think Josh Jacobs is legit, but he didn't look legit last week. It's hard for me not to take the Titans. I like the Titans this week. Right. But if another must win for a team, the Raiders, this is a must win for both of these teams, I think, one way or another. The Titans, the way the Raiders have looked, you can't slow down and lose to this Raiders team right now.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to take the Titans.
I'm going to take the Titans as well. I'll let you take it away on this Sunday night football game.
Seahawks-Rams, I think this is going to be a fun game to watch. But at the same time, I'm worried about Jared Goff. As we know, he's had weeks that he's played good and then weeks that he's been just flat out bad. The Seahawks defense is finally merging to be decent. I know the second half of last week or the Monday night game against Minnesota, they kind of dropped off a little bit, but they're making progress compared to the start of the season. I didn't like it at the start of the season. I'm starting to like it, and I'm seeing a Super Bowl contender starting to come out of the Seahawks team, which I would have never thought at the beginning of the year. or even I thought in after they went, they lost to the Patriots in 2016. I thought they were done. But I'm not done. I thought it'd be years and years before they contended for a Super Bowl. But I think that they're close to where I can say they're Super Bowl contenders. The Rams, not so much. The Rams, this Rams team kind of reminded me of what the Falcons did last year or the year before. They made the playoffs, but after that, they just keep progressively getting worse. And right now, the Rams are at that point where they're a playoff contender, but not for long, I don't think.
The key to that offense, I think, is Todd Gurley. And he has looked instrumentally better the last few weeks. And I just want to say, I don't know if they'll make the playoffs, but they could certainly make this playoff race interesting in the NFC. And they are the one team that has five losses in the NFC. I know that we've thrown a ton of these teams out because the NFC is so top-heavy. But the Rams are the one team I could see sneaking in. They are the one underdog kind of wild card team I could see because they have the Seahawks, the Cowboys, the 49ers, and the Cardinals the next few weeks. Yeah. They could really make a dent in getting themselves into the playoffs if they beat the Seahawks and the Niners. And you think the Niners are going to lose one more time. So
surely, yeah.
So and if the Vikings slip up one or two more times down the stretch, which is certainly possible, they have the Packers, there is a possibility that if this team went 11-5, they'd get into the playoffs. But of course they've got to win out. And I think they do win this game against Seattle. I think it's very close, but I think the Rams win this game.
It's tough. I am going to take the Seahawks. So, Russ Wilson's been so hot, like almost, I was going to say lately, but almost all year. And I just don't see anything changing this week. Although I do see the offense or the Rams defense kind of putting a little bit of a stop to the Seahawks offense, but I just do not like what the Rams are doing week to week on offense. Jared Goff does not look nearly. I think it's time to start considering replacing Jared Goff, especially after this year, depending on how things go these last four games. But I'm going to take the Seahawks.
Yeah. Finally, Giants-Eagles. This game is of note because Eli Manning will be starting. Daniel Jones is hurt. Yeah. And this is kind of Eli's farewell tour. The Eagles have got to win to keep it in, amazingly, because the Cowboys are struggling right now. The Eagles are not out of it yet, but if they were ever to lose this game, it would be over. That said, I think Eli's going to play okay in this game, and I think it's going to be tight. I want to give a score on this one. I think the Eagles win 24-20. I think this is a really close game.
Well, the Eagles have a somewhat easy schedule to finish off. The Cowboys game is probably going to be a playoff game, but back to this game, I think this is obviously a must win. I mean, they cannot afford to lose this game, and I don't think they do. I'm going to take the Giants or the Eagles. I'm going to say 27-14. I don't think it'll be a very, very close bit of game. I'm surprised they didn't flex this one out, honestly.
Well, I think everyone has to have a primetime game. I think that's the rule. And the Giants haven't had one yet, so I think this is theirs.
And that is possible. I mean, highly possible.
All right. I think that'll do it. All right. Well, this has been the End Zone Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Eric18Utah. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at End Zone Pod. Chris, where can people follow you on Twitter?
At ChrisC_01.
Awesome. Okay. We will be back next week, and we will recap all the games. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We will see you next time. Peace out.
Peace.
Follow us on Twitter at End Zone Pod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.